What is going on, everybody?
We are here with another Morning Cup, and today we are trying Bird Rock Coffee Roasters straight out of California, and it is a Guatemalan. I don't think any of us know what's going on with the flavor notes. Sure don't, but it's a washed, and yeah, it's called Las Terrazas.
I would also like to welcome everybody to the first Morning Cup of 2022.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Well, welcome. Hope you guys all had a great new year. We've been away, but we're back. Back in action. Had to finally move out completely. So we're all done with that. We're ready to rock and roll.
So as you said, this is a Guatemala.
Yep.
Do you know anything about Bird Rock Coffee Roasters?
Yeah, so the Bird Rock Coffee Roasters company is a very, very cool, unique company that is honestly pretty awesome. Right on their website, they're all about sustainability for the farmers, creating an ecosystem in which the farmers make a livable wage, and getting them the proper money that they deserve. And also, they come out right and say that they're highly against racism, which is pretty awesome. I enjoyed it. They got a whole press release on there. They're really farm to cup kind of people that are really just looking to better the consumerism of coffee, more on the producer side.
This was roasted at 1270 Marina Boulevard in San Diego, California.
Oh, San Diego. Shout out to San Diego. Their branding's awesome, too. Nice blue, very artistic, lots of florals. They got a cool little VW bus.
With a surfboard.
The surfboard and a coffee bean starbursting out of there. So what's that say?
It says, empowered by great coffee. It's not just our motto, it's our way of life. We share with you some of the best coffee from around the world, sourced direct from origin, grown and harvested in a sustainable way, roasted and served to you by a team of passionate, dedicated coffee professionals. Great coffee is what empowers us. What empowers you?
Mm. Yeah, so like I said, fairly pretty awesome all around if we're doing drinkability. And of course, it's going to be more around the $20 bag mark, but it is a 340-gram bag, so.
That's 12 ounces for you imperialists.
So pretty standard. And so drinkability, if we're doing that right now, they're in my book pretty high right now. Pretty high.
One thing I really enjoy about the back of the bag, it says the perfect cup ratio. This is what they like to do. It is 1 gram of coffee per 16 grams of water. That is a 1-16 ratio. We do a 1-17, I believe.
Okay.
That's our norm. And they 3 tablespoons of coffee per 12 ounces.
Again, for non-metric users. So we got full cups now, pretty much to the brim. It's a Guatemalan, so the color is going to be more of that dark, rich brown.
I'm going to get a dry sniff in.
Dry sniffs, here we go.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
Getting Jack real excited right off the bat. Going back in, getting the deep sniffs.
Mm. I get a little herbaceous smell in there, a savory herb.
Yeah, kind of sagey.
Yeah. Not like crazy. I mean, it obviously still smells like coffee, but there's
some raisins.
It's definitely. I think that's one thing I'm personally trying to work on 2022 in the year of coffee. I'm trying to describe what I'm smelling and tasting a little bit more. I believe we're going to be using this handy dandy chart right here. That is the coffee flavor wheel.
So what we are leaning more towards is, this is taste. So I guess I don't know if it's on here. But the green vegetal, you know,
real vegetal,
herb-like, hay-like, no, vegetative, no.
I think sage is going to be a pretty good one. Sage, not really.
Like I said, a little bit of
maybe
reasoning.
Thymy, in that range, sage, thyme, something around there, perhaps rosemary.
Yeah, I could see rosemary for sure. Thyme. I get a little bit of a sweet, like, raisiny smell.
Yeah, there's definitely maybe a dried fruit.
Dried fruit, yeah. That's another category. And I guess if we wanted to, caramel. Little whatchamacallit? Dark sugars. Dry sniffs. Man. Aromatics. This is really... Honestly, it's pretty good. It's so of course Central American, nope. South American? I don't know my geography right now. Central American coffee, so very familiar for us. It's kind of like Costa Rican coffee where it's got that nice rich smell, that coffee smell. This is definitely not the coffee you're going to get from your snifter at Macy's in the cologne section. This has a much more in tune smell. It's going to be
Guatemala is just south of Mexico, between Central Mexico and Honduras.
Yeah, so it's not going to be that like coffee smell. It's got some real notes to it, some depth to it.
I like what I'm smelling. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah, what do you
up front?
What are you going to give it, then? This is a light roast.
Oh, it is a light roast. I'm going to give it an
8.25 out of 10. And for me, I'm going to give it an 8.75 out of 10. And we're going to come to 8.5.
The reason I was becoming a little bit more specific with it is so we didn't just settle on 8.5.
And I got some specific, too.
Yeah, crazy. we canceled each other out.
It smells really good though.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
It's not overwhelming. It's a very nice smell. They also use the BioTree bags. All right, let's get into the first sip. Jack's going in. Ooh, that was a good one. You could hear that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay, so normally how I feel as Guatemalans and Colombians and Costa Ricans, I'm pretty like, okay, I can be impressed with them, but I'm not looking at them to like wow me like a African or Ethiopian or Kenyan coffee does normally. This one's, from the sounds of it, is coming in real hot.
So what we usually use a Guatemalan for is we use it in our espresso blend to lower, like lower back down the acidity and brightness of the Costa Rican, the La Rosa that we use in that. So it kind of levels it out, really rounds out the flavor, just brings it back down to earth. Because by itself, our La Rosa can be very bright and acidic. Same thing with our Paradise. The Guji that we use in our Paradise coffee is settled down and brought back down to earth by the Guatemalan that we use. And it just kind of rounds it out and makes it a very, very approachable, drinkable coffee.
Yeah, and so if you're thinking about coffee as a roller coaster of three different tastes categories. We're looking at, you know, sour slash bright, sweet middle, and a like kind of like a bitter aftertaste. And we're really what I think Guatemalans and Central Americans are really good are the second halves. That sour, that sweet and a little bit of that bitter. Then you get a little bit of that chocolatiness that can be kind of a mixture of both. And so, as Jack was saying, we're using normally Guatemalans to round off the super bright forward coffees and bringing them kind of down towards that middle and keeping the peaks and valleys more centrally located. This has a very interesting taste, though. It's got a little bit of a brightness up front. It's very sweet.
I'm getting fruit notes for sure, 100%. Yeah. Maybe, it's tough. If I'm looking here at the wheel, it's in other fruit. I'm looking between something pomegranate-y, maybe.
Okay, which so I'm not gonna lie, I accidentally saw the notes, so I didn't want to say anything. Ooh, I will say this: Jack is in the right category. Other fruit is where this is coming from. I will not confirm nor deny if his pomegranate is right or not.
So the one thing that gets me away from pomegranate is I'm not getting any tartness. So
correct, there's not.
If I'm just going based off this chart here, so I'm not getting grape.
Nope. Getting some fall fruits.
Maybe a not ripe peach.
I got a question.
Or a sweet pear, maybe.
That's the wrong button. That's the button I wanted to hit. It is pear.
Pear. Cool. It's sweeter than like a green pear. I don't know what a Bartlett pear tastes like. Is that a green pear? I don't know.
Oh, ooh. So I knew two of the other three, and I just read the third one. That one's pretty interesting. So, okay, so you're going to go with the pear as the sweetness, or which
one? I think so, yeah. Although, you know, it's kind of got that, it makes sense, because it's kind of got that dry aftertaste that a pear has, right?
Mm-hmm. So is that sweet or the bitter?
It might be the bitter. I don't know.
Okay. It's always hard for me to read tasting notes, because I always want to like pair the first one with the sour, middle one with the sweet, and the last one with the bitter. But I'm like, that can't be it. It's probably just the culmination of
so the all. Sweetness is not a berry, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
What if I'm getting, it's like a floral sweetness?
Okay. I'm getting very candy-like sweetness. But not like overly rich candy.
I've been off candy since December, so I don't know what that tastes like. Really? Except my one slip up at D&D.
Really?
I ate the entire box of...
That's it?
Well, and the gummies. Well, they're both gummies. The edibles.
Jack's a big gummy guy. BGG.
BGG. Big gummy guy.
Big gummy guy. Okay, so...
Just hit me with the notes. I'm lost in the sauce now. I'm going down too many avenues. That's the downfall of this, I think. Is like I just start micro adjusting and like, yeah. What is this? What maybe it's this? Maybe it's papery. It's not.
It's not. I would say it's a win that you got other fruit right off the bat. I'm gonna go out there. And
well, it wasn't citrusy at all. So it's not citrusy. I'm not getting an overwhelming amount of berry out of it. So like, looking at this chart, the chart definitely helps in that regard.
Yeah.
Because you can kind of narrow it down. Like it's not these and it's not these. So it's gotta fit in here.
Yeah, and it kind of gives you that extra help. Okay, so before we go into what the notes are, let's go ahead and rate it from you.
Oh, you want me to rate it?
Yeah, before I tell you.
I'm going to give it an 8.75. This is a pretty phenomenal cup of coffee. I'm gonna come out and say that.
This is really good.
It's a very, like, I have never had a Guatemala that is this good. And I've had good Guatemalas. The one that we use for to you know, cut our coffee, so to speak, it's a very good coffee, but it's a very traditional Central American coffee.
Yeah.
This, I would be hard pressed to just come out and say like, man, this is a Guatemala. If I was blind taste testing this, and you told say me brandy. That, yeah, it kind of has a little bit of that African fruit note to it, like a stone fruit, maybe a little bit. I guess I didn't even think about that as one of the fruits, but
I was going to ask, is a pear a stone fruit? But I don't think there's a stone in it.
No, I don't. There's a core in it.
No, nope, close enough.
Yeah.
I also didn't want to give you a hint because I was going to say, is pear a stone fruit? And you didn't even mention pear yet. So the other ones are going to be caramel and candied orange peel.
You know that, yeah, because there is that like sweet, but then it's done being sweet.
Yeah,
that's where I was kind of that rich lost candy in the fruit. Like,
yeah, it's not the fruity candy; it's the rich candy.
Shout out to George for making candied orange peel for Christmas, though.
Yeah, that was phenomenal.
Wrong button.
We'll get this down one day. Yeah. So
caramel, I get that too. The sweetness, So caramel, candied orange peel, and pear. That's pretty damn good. And
I was gonna say, so the brightness, I think, is probably the pear. But then it's kind of got that, like, the peel bitterness.
It might be the orange peel. Like, because orange peel's got, like, zest has that.
That's true.
Pow, right. And it's then not, it's bitter.
Yeah. So, yeah. And with the sweetness, it balances out that bitter.
Yep.
So that could be the front. Caramel definitely is the sweet. And then
yeah. It's the
pear is probably
sweet,
like the middle. Finish. Yeah.
I don't know. I get pear on the finish.
Yeah. Actually, letting it sit there without tasting it for a while and then retasting. It's definitely on the back end. You got me thinking. I don't want to just match you, but it's a really good coffee. Like 9. I'll give it a 9.
9. Wow. When's the last time you gave one of these coffees a 9?
I don't know, man. This is really taking an at bat for the best coffee we've had. This is like black honey good. Like I don't like Natty or good. Like
that's
this
pretty,
is
pretty damn good.
Yeah, this is definitely like top five.
So that is an 8.875.
8.875, and then
flavor.
I'm gonna be real here. The real one that keeps a lot of other places down is the drinkability, and this drinkability is gonna score high because you can drink this
all day, every day.
Every
I can drink
day.
A cup of this every single day.
Yeah, and their branding, everything that they really stand for is high, top notch, and I really don't think it was that expensive.
Well, and so I'm sitting here, I'm looking at this, like in our book here, it's got strength. I'd say it's upper half strength. If we're going 50% up, it's very full-bodied coffee also.
This ratio is dead on.
Yeah, they were 100% perfect with this ratio. So what we did was 40 grams of coffee to 640 grams of water.
Was it 640?
Yeah.
Yeah, 640. Yeah, so the body's pretty full. Not too full. It's not heavy. It's not sitting on you, but it's not light. It's not watery. The acidity is there. It's not over-acidic.
It's the perfect amount of acidity.
It really, it's a very good morning Joe, and you're not going to be getting your normal, death wish.
But you can get it in the afternoon and it'll still give you that pop you're looking for.
Yeah, and it's not overly
because this is the afternoon that we're drinking it currently.
Correct, oddly enough, it's not gonna really sit too heavy like in the afternoon. You still want that light, refreshing taste, and yeah, this is
I'm one of the best cups of coffee I've ever had. I'm gonna come out and say it.
He came out and said it. It really is, though. That's why I said, I was like, this is going to score really high. Yeah, so Guatemalan Red Bourbon, $20.
Not bad.
This is not that, but all the other ones, $22 is a Santa Ana Pineapple Process. Pineapple Process?
Pineapple Express?
No, but yeah, so $20, $21 if we split the difference. I'm be honest, that's
it is on the higher end of a 12 ounces of coffee, but it's worth it.
8.8
on drinkability.
I like going to the tenths now. You got me really.
Yeah, I like it too. But well, and because I mean, if we're looking at our scores from before, right? There's a lot of them that are about the same because we 5.5, whatever.
Right. We didn't want to make the decision.
Yeah, and now we're making the decision.
No halves anymore. We got to do tenths.
I'm going to give it an 8.9.
Wow. Why not the 9?
I'm going to 9. Never mind.
Oh!
Set it up. Going to 9. Wah, 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 wah. That was me doing it, not even the board.
9.
I'm giving it a 9 on the drinkability scale. I will spend $20 on this bag of coffee gladly.
And you know where it's going. You know that this does taste good. This is it might be the top one. And it was freshly roasted less than a month ago. It's probably hitting its peak. Its peak right now. So
8.9 out of 10 on the drinkability scale.
8.9 out of 10? Mm-hmm. That would make sense. I didn't know why I didn't think about that. It's literally splitting the difference. All right, go ahead and get us our average. We got an 8.9 out of 10.
8.875 and then an 8.5.
8.75 out of 10. I'm going to double check the scores. I'm not sure where that ranks.
Oak Cliff got a 9, didn't it? Maybe.
Yeah, because I think we give it 9s.
Is that on the YouTube channel?
It is.
Where the scores are?
Yeah, if you go to the latest one, you can check all the scores in the description and see where today's matches up. I'm currently having a technical malfunction, so bear with me. Jack is coming in and saving the day. I got to hold my mic now. Go to the details.
I'm trying to pause it. I don't want to hear myself talk. Although, who are we discussing that with?
A lot of people. What's the top one?
All right. We have three that were in the nines.
Three in the nines.
This is going to come in fourth place.
Fourth place. I told you, top five.
It is. Number one, Oak Cliff Coffee Roasters. Their natural Urquechefe was 9.5 out of 10.
Man, I would put our Natty Erg
pretty damn close to that. Yeah. Then we got number two, Madcap Getwee, 9 out of 10.
So good.
Red Bay Motherland, which I remember that one was pretty damn good.
Yeah,
9 out of 10.
So what did who got bumped out of the top five?
It out of the top five, Madcap 616 blend. Which I'm gonna be honest, if we went back and revisited that, it might not be that high.
Yeah, I wanna know if you guys want to see a revisited number system on those.
First of all, it's not even the 616 blend anymore. It's like a Bolt or something like that now because Madcap did a rebrand.
That's true. So maybe that'll work.
But yeah,
Cafe Rica Black Honey is now in fifth place.
It's in fifth place?
Yes.
It's a top five.
It is a top five. As of now.
Didn't I tell you?
With this one coming in.
This is totally, like I said, it's Black Honey good. I was right. Let's go.
That's right.
Well, this one hasn't been updated, but Death Wish is last, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's still last.
We had one that got a 5.5.
That one.
We got two that got 5.5s.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Highs and lows.
Be like that sometimes.
That's life. Highs and lows.
Kid Cudi had a song called Highs and Lows. Banger.
So there it is. 8.75 out of 10, top five coffee on our list.
Yeah. Coming in at number four, bumping down Black Honey to number five.
And kicking. Okay, so take the Madcap ones out. What was six and seven? Well, never mind. Don't worry about it. So, yeah, go ahead and check out all the other episodes that we got to see what we said about.
And if you guys got another coffee you want us to try, let us know, and we'll do our best to get it.
Absolutely. Don't forget to watch our Instagram exclusive Cocktails in 30, the one, the only, the myth, the man, the myth, the legend, often imitated but never recreated,
never duplicated.
There it is, never duplicated. Jackson Brethoff is going to teach you how to make a cocktail in 30 seconds. So check that out. Check out the rest of our podcast on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcast. That's all I got.
Take it easy.